Good morning, world. With news and commentary for the 29th of June, 2005, I'm King David McKenzie. As of 12:30, Universal Coordinated Time, here's how the world is treating itself. This newscast didn't make it up to RadioIndieMedia.org yesterday because I wasn't able to bring the website up on my computer to load it. It turns out this could very well have been the reason. Yesterday, IndieMedia.org's Bristol, United Kingdom server was seized by police there, apparently snooping around for information relating to planned protests surrounding the G8 summit in Scotland next week. The following statement appears on the Bristol Indie Media front page, quoting now, "We are outraged by the actions of the police. They have completely disabled the entire Bristol Indie Media news service. By their actions, they have undermined the principle of open publishing and free access to the media, thereby removing people's opportunity to read and report their own news. This situation has serious implications for anyone providing a news service on the Internet. We do not intend to let this stop us from continuing the project." End of quote. Perhaps tangentially related is WhiteRoseSociety.org having to scratch its archive of broadcasts of Vernie Ward, whose phone-in program originates from the Disney-owned KGO in San Francisco. Ward had personally okayed the archiving, but Disney brass sent a cease and desist message, now visible, on WhiteRoseSociety.org. GWB opened his mouth in front of microphones at Fort Bragg, North Carolina last night, and as usual, lies and claims devoid of context were what he regurgitated. The only time that he was interrupted by applause by the military audience present, about 25 minutes in, the applause was led by a White House publicity flack, or so said ABC News. At the best, the applause was lukewarm, indicating enthusiasm for GWB's war against Iraq among even his hand-picked Red Beret audience has evaporated. Perhaps they remember what happened to another man who wore that Red Beret, Pat Tillman, and how the circumstances of his death were covered up to even Tillman's family in order to wring a little recruitment promotion out of that mistake. Perhaps even those wearing the red berets recall GWB being shoehorned into that Air National Guard champagne unit during the Vietnam War, and even then he didn't show up for his duty. In any event, the closing applause was drowned out by a military band striking up John Philip Sousa marches. I didn't notice if the Liberty Bell March was one of them, but it almost would have fit the Monty Python-like atmosphere of the speech. This obviously is not a speech to challenge Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Day of Infamy address, more like a bad attempt at a Cheap Jack parody of that speech. The Canadian Tories are in defeat. Gay and lesbian marriage is about to be legal throughout Canada, and not, as is now, in just some of its provinces. With the legislation legalizing it, approved yesterday morning over the caterwauling of the Tories and religious leaders whose traditions make void the Word of God, Canada appears to be racing with Spain to become the third and certainly most populous nation to legalize it. The vote in the House of Commons in Ottawa was 158 to 133. For their part, most of Canada's First Nations are in overwhelming support of their lesbi-gay neighbors. Among the gay pride celebrations this month across North America was a gathering of about 200 Iqaluits that included Nunavut Premier Paul O'Kellick. Iqaluit Pride will have a contingent marching in Toronto's Gay Pride Parade this upcoming weekend. The Wisconsin State Senate is looking rather eggy around the face this morning. There is a Wisconsin radio news reporter named Jeff Roberts who operates his own firm, the Roberts News Service, in order to cover goings-on in Madison for local stations in outlying areas of the state. Roberts is also behind a proposed C-SPAN-like cable TV network to be called Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. This outfit claims to be intending to provide gavel-to-gavel coverage of the state legislature to the taxpayers of Wisconsin. Somehow, the agreement proposed to the state Senate appears to have included free plasma televisions to all state senators upon its approval. State Senator Kathy Stepp from Sturtevant notes that most of her constituents certainly can't afford one plasma TV for their entire household, and the image of senators working on the state budget with a plasma TV waiting for them at home doesn't necessarily look particularly pretty to her, let alone the voters who hired her. State Assembly Speaker John Gard outright rejected a similar deal for the other legislative body because he doesn't want people to watch TV in the state capitol. The Associated Press tried to check with Jeff Roberts on this, partly to figure out exactly how he could afford such a deal, and Roberts is not saying anything today. There is a recently confirmed doubter of the official story about 9/11. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. In an interview with Anita Langley and Len Osanek of Black Op Radio taped last week, Jess compared the lack of U.S. air defense that morning to the situation concerning the flight and crash that killed golfer Payne Stewart the previous year. If you will remember, Stewart was in a small private plane that lost cabin pressure and veered off course. Authorities were keeping an eye on it once it became an obvious runaway, just to make sure that it didn't crash into a metropolitan area. The plane eventually nosedived into a farmer's field in South Dakota. Such was allegedly not the case with the three planes that hit the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. And to Governor Ventura, that alone smells much worse than unrefrigerated fish. A brief breather to remind you that this newscast originates from three different locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer those websites, as well as any other online or broadcast stations airing this newscast, whatever support you can. Okay? Thanks a lot. Oh, and by the way, there are a couple of new stations in Alaska about to add this newscast. I'll be keeping you posted on the progress in relation to that in the days to come. You're able to email me personally at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. That's thevoiceoflabor at centurytel.net. And I'll be seeing you here again tomorrow. I'm King David McKenzie. Remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. Now go out and make some news of your own this morning. See you later.